as at designated incident check-in location. If available, if not available, initiate process.
Okay, now there's a prime example of if you're the first one on site, you set up the check-in, check-out form, which we have over here. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have it in our handbooks. Okay?
Indicate check-in processing activity on personal ICS 214 form.
Aha! Got to start kicking off. So so the supervisor even has to do a 214. Okay.
Obtain an operational briefing prior to any assignment.
Okay.
Document all known threats and/or hazards to include any mitigation strategies, meditation efforts, and workarounds approved by the safety coordinator.
Okay. Yeah, that's so. Again, everything's approved by the safety coordinator. Oh, by the way, who is our safety coordinator?
Charlie.
It's Charlie.
Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Or the designated person that's in charge.
Yeah. He's a logistics guy. He's our commander.
He's a man of many hats.
Yes.
Everyone.
Okay, number six.
Report to the Incident Communication Center, ICC, or Incident Support Unit, ISU, and obtain a unit briefing from previous ZR-25, if designated.
Okay, now, interesting concept here. How often, when we have had our exercise, and now it's going to be incumbent on me to try to set this up for us for May 4th, okay? But how often have we, when we did the rotation every 40 minutes of position, how much time was taken communicating to the person sitting down to the radio you just left? What, you know, how many priority messages were handled, how many didn't get handled, da-da-da-da-da. Did we spend any time doing that, or we just barely plunked down and put the headsets on?
A couple minutes.
Yeah, maybe some of us have done it, but I think we may need to practice that a little bit. Okay. Enough of editorializing. Okay, where were we?
Number seven, I think.
Yeah, number seven.
If an ICS 211.ZR has not been started for the ICC, initiate one.
Okay, again, that's the check-in, check-out form. Okay, number eight. This is page 3 of 4 of the handout.
You wanting me to read?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's the last handout. I'm not thinking.
It's the last handout. It deals with ZR.
They got back just in time.
Just in time.
No,
the last one. Number 8. I got 2 number 8s to choose from.
Right hand page.
Monitor incident operations to maintain incident safety objectives, including updates to local threats or hazards and designated mitigation strategies.
Okay, now how might the hazards be collected? What?
Travel net.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Maybe the resource net, but basically travel net. Okay, it's my turn. Update personal daily ICS 214 form of all subordinate leadership positions. Okay, now see, this is one of the items that's unique to this position. As a supervisor, he's got to keep track of his subordinates. Okay, move on.
Monitor ongoing ICC, ISU operations for appropriate staffing levels and initiate corrective action if necessary.
Okay, now how did that happen? We had an exercise a while back where we choreographed a certain number of people and we were short by one, and I scrambled to do that, to be sure that the exercise kept going. Okay, number 11.
Maintain familiarity with all operational period goals, objectives, and strategies.
Okay, now how would you be made aware of the goals, the objectives, and strategies in what document we've already talked about? Anybody know?
IAP,
yeah. Now I'm going to take license with Wayne's document. It's actually called Field IAP, but it's going to become the EOC IAP this coming exercise. Okay, 12.
Be prepared to request additional resources to support tactical operations.
What's tactical? I know what operational activities are. That's running the radios. What's tactical?
Field
operations.
Okay, good.
Maintain a collaborative environment between section leadership and provide input toward development of the incident action plan for the next operational period.
Okay. Jay, that was good.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I'll take number 14 because I want to interject here. Maintain accurate, updated information on the ICS 205 indicating operations, tactical, and command frequencies. Anybody seen an ICS 205?
We will later in the course.
Well, I don't think it's a handout. It's out on the web. I didn't know what it was. As I was preparing this afternoon, I was saying, what is it? And I sent an email off to Charlie. I said, is it in our book? And he said, not yet. But basically what it is, this is a document, and it basically lists type of, it's a basic frequency, a form to say, I'm using channel number one, which is VHF or UHF, you check a box. And the function is for ResourceNet or for TravelNet or for QuakeNet, you know, whatever. And it's just to be able to keep track of what frequencies you're using for what. That's basically what a 205 is.
For your final reports that usually have to be turned in after any incident, that information is usually required to be part of that information you turn in.
Okay.
But it's also on the IAP.
Yeah, it would be also on the IAP. This perhaps it allows for more frequencies. IAP only has a limited space. For the sake of the tape, this form, the ICS 205ZR, is in fact one of the reference documents out on the web. And again, for the sake of the tape, all of what we're talking about is available out on public.mvraces.org, and it's you can access it without a login ID or password.
I think that form is also one of the slides later on.
It may well be. Okay. Later on in not tonight. Not tonight. Okay. Okay, and let's see. So, but what question about number 14? It says indicate all operations, ops, tactical, TAC, and command frequencies. I struggle to define the difference.
Well, TAC isn't really wasn't defined as one of the five sections anyway. To me, it's like a subsection of operations.
But how would it be different? Well, for example, operations to me is we're handling communication from Loma Ridge to ourselves or vice versa, among cities, also, and you know we're taking messages down and so forth. To me, that's operations.
Well, tactical would be radio to radio. If we're talking out in the field, we're not talking to command, and we're talking between incidents for some reason. Well,
so could it be between our field ops and the EOC?
I wouldn't even say EOC. I'd say field ops to field ops. In other words, we don't need to talk to EOC. Mm. We might be requesting something, so we would designate a frequency for tactical operations.
Oh, move off of the repeater to do simplex between.
Could be that way, or move to a different frequency. So we're talking, that's like even like the police, they'll talk car to car. They don't need to talk to command if they're talking car to car. That's tactical.
But they still need permission from net control to be able to go somewhere.
Right, when they go off of that. But that's what you need. You need to talk to, if you're, say, up on the hill, and I'm down at a school, and I might need to talk to you about something, I don't need to go through net control to talk to you.
So tactical.
Tactical would be a tactical.
But tactical, it seems to me, it refers to ZR2F. Not ZR2R.
Right.
Okay, so it's kind of field. Okay, I think.
But they need, like you say, you have to talk to them, so he needs to be in charge of the frequency or know what frequencies we're going to. Right. Because he still has to maintain it.
Because that's priority what? Number three. That you'll only move from one frequency to another and once you have acknowledged permission.
Right, so it will be interlinked with the R.
Now, if two field operators went tactical with permission and did some operations via simplex, wouldn't they need then to go back eventually to net control and give net control a rundown of what actually happened?
Perhaps. Now, here's one of the ways that it happens with the hospital group, okay, is that the primary frequency for a hospital group is very, very busy. And it's really a switchyard of directing communication between, say, one hospital to another, or one city to a hospital, or. There's infinite possibilities. But what typically happens is net control will say, oh, you have a priority message between hospital A and Orange County Emergency Medical Services, go over to frequency 3 and handle your traffic. And when you're done, come back to the main frequency and let us know you're back. So that's an example, I think, of going from operational to tactical back to operational. And command, in our context, I'm not sure we have command communication. And
if we had field operations, it would be command.
So, okay, from the EOC to the field. So basically directing them to go to check out how big, how bad a certain situation is somewhere in Mission Viejo.
Yeah, but since we're ZR2, aren't we always in? In operations and not command ZR1.
Maybe what it really is when we had the exercise at the end of our original training with Wayne about a year ago. You may recall that each of the RACES groups, Laguna Niguel ACS, Mitchellville RACES, and Tri-City RACES, the incident commanders all managed, because of ICS span of control, they all managed their individual groups. But then there needed to be communication between the ICs, the three ICs, and Wayne, who was managing the Plaza de la Paz incident. So I think there's the example of command.
Well, actually, now as you're saying that, I was realizing this doctor we're reading it is either for the unit leader or the unit supervisor. They would have contact with command, but we, and within ops, we wouldn't, but our supervisors would.
The supervisors would, unless they delegated to us. you know, handle this message to Loma Ridge, or something like that.